Russia, Ukraine to immediately restart ceasefire talks, Trump says after call with Putin. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke by phone, as the American president continues his push to settle the war between Russia and Ukraine. Trump said he believed his call with the Russian leader went well. The tone and spirit of the conversation was excellent, he wrote in a May 19 post on his Truth social platform. In his Monday post, Trump indicated he spoke with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and other European leaders immediately after he wrapped up his call with Putin. Trump said he informed Zelensky and the other European leaders that negotiations would begin immediately. Russia is ready and will continue to work with the Ukrainian side on a memorandum on a potential future peace treaty, Putin said in a press statement carried by Russia's state-run TASS news agency following his call with Trump. In his own press statement on social media platform X on Monday, Zelensky said Ukraine has been and remains ready to negotiate for a ceasefire and an end to the fighting. It is not necessary to convince Ukraine, and our representatives are prepared to make real decisions in negotiations, Zelensky wrote. What's needed is a mirrored readiness from Russia to engage in meaningful talks. In March, Ukraine signaled its support for a U.S.-backed 30-day ceasefire to build momentum toward a more permanent peace settlement. Putin initially expressed an interest in the pause, but stopped short of committing to the proposal. In late April, Putin unilaterally declared a ceasefire from May 8 through May 10, to coincide with the 80th anniversary of the Allied victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. Zelensky and other European leaders called on Putin to extend that brief ceasefire window, and threatened additional sanctions if he refused. The Russian leader did not agree to those demands. European leaders, in turn, have discussed new sanctions targeting Russia's Nord Stream pipelines and its shadow fleet of commercial ships suspected of helping to circumvent international trade restrictions and surreptitiously sabotage Western undersea infrastructure. Last month, Trump threatened to pull back from his efforts to mediate a peace deal if he didn't see more signs of progress from both sides. Zelensky, in his Monday press statement, urged Trump to continue mediating the peace process. It is crucial for all of us that the United States does not distance itself from the talks and the pursuit of peace, because the only one who benefits from that is Putin, the Ukrainian leader wrote. Trump's Monday calls with Putin and Zelensky came after Russian and Ukrainian representatives met in Istanbul, Turkey, on May 16. These planned calls come after Russian and Ukrainian representatives met in Istanbul, Turkey, on May 16. The Istanbul meeting marked the first round of direct talks between Russian and Ukrainian representatives in more than 3 years of fighting. Zelensky had called for a direct meeting with Putin in Istanbul, but the Russian leader declined the offer. Proceeding as a lower-level discussion, Ukrainian and Russian delegates instead agreed to release 1,000 of their prisoners of war each.